Our story begins at Windsor Academy, where Dara and Clint are talking by her locker after school.
Aren't you late for the rec center?
I better get going.
Tell Chuck I'll stop by later.
Bye.
Dara, just to let you know, Bobby and I are finished.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Stacy, why does everything have to be so dramatic with you?
My life is full of drama, that's why.
Bobby likes you, but you're putting way too much pressure on him.
You talk to him?
Yes. He's a great guy. You should give him some space and room to breathe.
So now he's confiding his personal feelings to you? Are you going after him, Dara?
Give me a break, Stacy. I was only trying to help you by talking to Bobby.
Yeah, I bet. You always want every guy to fall at your feet.
What are you talking about?
You had Clint, but you had to be best pals with Lucas and CJ, too. And now Bobby. You think every guy has to fall in love with you?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no?
No. And I'm not going to stand around here and listen to you one second longer. Goodbye, Stacy.
At the rec center, Chuck is talking with Rosalind in his office.
The renovations on my Pilates studio should be finished today. I'm on my way to write the final check.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
But I hope this doesn't mean I won't be seeing you again.
Of course not. I have grown way too fond of you to let that happen.
Good.
It was you, wasn't it?
Pardon me?
You're the one that told Perry and Rex about Zelda and my family. I thought about this all night and all day today, and you are the only person besides my father who would have known some of those details.
Zoe, I didn't tell them anything, honestly.
Bull, and I have put up with your BS for 2 years now, and I'm sick and tired of it. After this little stunt, we're going to do things on my terms from now on.
I think I'd better let the two of you talk.
Oh, no. Please don't go, Rosalind. There's something that you need to know.
Zoe?
Just in case you were mistakenly thinking that Chucky here was into you for your wonderful personality and the sparkling conversation, think again.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Then let me spell it out for you, Rosalind, dear. Chuck is Stacy's father.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Rex is sitting at his desk when Perry walks in.
Hey, Rex. I just got a voicemail from Ms. Huffman. She wants to see us in her office tomorrow morning.
Did she say what it was about?
No, but she sounded rather serious.
Perry, you don't think she's going to tell us that we have to give Gregory to Zoe Jessup, do you?
After everything we told her about that family, I don't see how that could be.
Maybe you just misinterpreted her tone. She might want to tell us that we can move forward with adopting Gregory.
Oh, I wish that were true. I tried to call her office back, but she's gone for the day.
Well, let's stay positive. We've been very good for Gregory, so they have no reason to want to take him away from us.
I agree. No reason at all.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.